Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusho.
Boys, what is footy right now?
Is just Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. That's right, daylight savings has happened now. Of just, so 13 hours of wall-to-wall fuckwits and cunts speculating on the trade period. That's what it is.
Can I just
point
something out?
And I have live listened to so much trade radio in the last week that I definitely have brain damage. Like, it's
ridiculous.
I'm learning nothing. I'm forgetting everything.
Today's the first time since it started that I didn't listen to any of it. I feel really good. I feel it's better.
Sean, I almost got had energy. The same thing. You haven't sent off any angry tweets today? Probably even haven't thought about Twitter.
Oh, Nick Del Santo.
Oh.
Dumb cunt. Just a dumb cunt, quite frankly. Didn't respond, so he's a coward as well.
Yeah. So, if you're unfamiliar with the AFL trade period, we did speak about it briefly with Broden last week. The week that just passed and the following week, there is a 13-hour radio program which is just talking the AFL trades. And the AFL trade period, whilst can be exciting, there's usually not that many trades. Not enough to dedicate 13 hours over 130 hours of radio.
Could you imagine that many trades going through that they would require that level of detail and platform at all? Like that is just a colossal, overambitious. And I will say this, one thing I have noticed about Trade Radio, boys, is I don't know if you get the notifications on the phone from the AFL app when Trade Radio is starting. Mm. So you get it in the morning. I only get one other notification for the day, and that's when Damian Barrett's section comes on. I don't get notified when Riley Beveridge starts. I don't get notified when Nick Del Santo starts. I only get notified when Barrett comes on, and it's like premier AFL newsbreaker Damian Barrett joins Trade Radio. And I want everyone. Everyone should get a notification. Everyone should get a superlative notification. And I think, imagine waking up in the morning and just being like, "Mad cunt who means it, Kane Corns is on trade radio today
at midday. Big dumb cunt Adam Cooney is live now."
Nah, he's the 1 till 3 specialist, isn't he?
1 till 3 is he? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 1 till 3.
Riley Beveridge and
Cal.
Are in the middle.
Yeah. Actually, they're good. They're only on for 1 hour.
Yes.
I think they're the actual legitimate journalists slash nerds.
It's the same with... So, those guys, Sam Edmonds sometimes, but not very often. And he's paired up with Adam Cooney.
Yeah.
And Damian Barrett are the ones that actually have contacts. So, like, they'll occasionally... It happened today. They'll get calls whilst on radio from their sources, and they'll be like...
Exciting.
Like, It's very exciting. Today, Adam Cooney came back from an ad break and was like, I'm alone in the studio because Sam has just rushed out. He's grabbed my pen and paper to go take notes. He's on the phone. I don't know what's going on. We're just going to head to the call. He's like, we're going to head to the callers. Hopefully I can answer your questions. Fingers crossed. Let's go.
That is so dangerous, just having Adam Cooney in that slot with someone who legitimately has to leave to get information. Mm-hmm. Because then you've got Cooney, live radio, unsupervised.
He's like, chaotic.
Yeah. He's trying really hard to be... he wants to kind of fill in the Billy Brownless role.
Yeah. Well, is it not dissimilar to the role that he's filling on that... couch. It's often on the Friday night after the games.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
Him and that guy who I don't know, and sometimes Georgie Parker.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't like. He's never upset me, and he does a lot of Tom-esque things. Like comes in every day with a mega trade idea, and the mega trade might as well be called the Thomas Reed mega trade. The kind of thing that I'd imagine Tom to roll in with. Half-cooked idea where he's just seen, like, pick 16 or something and Geelong and gotten really excited about making that happen. And it holds up, like, it holds no water, but Adam Cooney rolls in with one every day.
So what you're saying is that I could have Adam Cooney's job on Trade Radio.
Yeah. You'd be equally loathed
and despised. Shut the whole thing down.
Get me on, I'll be a sleeper agent. Just what they should do is they should lean in. Trade Radio should be 24 hours. Like, constantly. Never stops.
Put us on overnight, the night shift.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. We come in, we do the graveyard shift. Midnight to 4 a.m., baby.
Well, imagine the calls.
He's just ringing up. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, on your mate. Thanks for the call. Next caller. Get fucked, cunts.
You'd get a guy, like, boys, I couldn't sleep. And just, I reckon if Brisbane trade this, they can get Chris Judd out of retirement and just whack shit like that.
Well, one thing that, you get the gist of what Trade Radio is if you've never heard of it before. But, so it's divided into shows. And depending on the show, the slot time means the chance of you getting breaking news percentage wise. So like 7 to 9 with Lloydie and Caden Corns, probably not. They'll predict kind of what they expect to happen, but you're not really going to find out that fucking there's a big trade.
Yeah.
Then, 9 to 11 is
that's
Nick
Del Santo, isn't it?
And, Brennan Goddard.
Mm. That's Goddard filth. I think that's filth. That section.
Yeah. Goddard is just real grumpy.
Mm.
And Nick Del Santo is saying shit about, saying shit about Brisbane, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mistake.
I'll kill him.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's 9 till 12, that segment. It's a 3-hour show.
It's too long.
Yeah, they've got the biggest segment.
And then 12
They also have people often coming in, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do interviews.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, anyway, we'll get to it in a second. And then... The 12 to 1 is the slot we're just talking about, which is Cal Toomey and Riley Beveridge, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Big fan of
facts.
Cal. Love it.
Facts come in.
Yeah. Then from 1 till 3, you get the Loose Cannon Hour. Again, the chances of breaking news here. This is a weird one because you can get it, but they never seem well equipped to handle it. and this is Adam Cooney and Sam Edmonds.
Yeah.
So,
where does Rendell hit?
That's in the next.
He's
that's
3 to 6, isn't he?
Isn't that Sauce right? And Barrett?
Yeah, and Rendell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
Gee, I tell you what, from 1 till 6, they just absolutely fuck you for 5 hours.
And just, then.
Oh.
So, again, like 1 till 6, you will get breaking news, sort of. 1 till 3, who knows how they handle the news. 4 till 6, Barrett will just be like, yeah, I saw this coming. Who's claimed that he knew it or whatever. But then, 6 till 8, it's a fucking free-for-all because it's fucking... What's his name?
I've never listened to the 6 to 8.
Oh, you gotta check out the 6 to 8. Because the 6 till 8 is mostly a call-in show. So it's everyone, it's like people calling in, talking about their feelings about the day. And a quick highlight from 6 till 8 slot that I've heard is he missed the fuck. I wish I could remember the host's name.
I'm just gonna see. I've got Trade Radio up on my phone right now. I'm just gonna see if I can hear who's on. It's some bloke ringing in.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna turn it down because I don't want us to get sued.
too late.
I'm trying to work out who that person is though. Oh, it's the guy from Cooney's show. It's the other guy from the couch show with the glasses. Just some guy. I couldn't tell you who he is. Glasses. He wears glasses. This is, I tell you what, the way my investigative journalism skills are kicking in here, it feels like you could be listening to from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Trade Radio.
Yep.
So from 6 till 7, it's Cam Luke with Time on Trade, and then Trade Evenings from 7 till 8 with Sam Hargraves. Now, got to the bottom of it. But one thing that's hectic and something that they've clearly thought about is like 6 till 8 p.m. is like finished work, get on the beers time for a lot of the callers. And you get a weird mix of half-thought ideas that don't make any sense and you shock they make it to air. One night I was listening and someone started texting in death threats. And Sam Hargraves was just laughing about it. Someone was like, mate, you're always sticking up for corn, Kane. You got none of your own ideas. Go stick your head in a bucket of hot water.
What an insult.
And then
that's an incredible insult. That is incredible.
Someone else was like trying to involve like a play that would never, ever, ever move clubs. Oh, he was trying to bundle up Harry Mackay and someone else at Carlton for pick number one. And Sam Hargraves was like, you're not going to trade the Coleman medalist. And like, he's like, I've been watching a lot of this Marvel stuff and like, I love the multiverse. And so like, never say never, but if that happens, I will quit my job. And I was just like going for a walk. This is happening. I'm like, Trade Radio is fucked up. Yeah. It shouldn't be on air. It's like talkback radio, but fucked. And like they let through a caller today where someone was like, oh, I got a mega trade idea for you. Essendon get Bobby Hill for something. It was like a pick they didn't have. And then it was like, someone was like, and then GWS use this pick for that. And the hosts were like, so what do you, yeah, that's a bit of a, I'm not quite sure how they're going to get into that position. And then that was it. And I was like, why'd you fucking accept the call?
I saw one yesterday with Cooney, and it's like the audacity of some of these callers. He goes, yeah, g'day, boys. I've got a mega trade for you. It's 18 clubs. You better get a pen out. And he just launches into it. And you see Cooney get a pen and just like fake scribble for the first five teams and then just gives up. And then as soon as the guy finishes, they were just kind of like, yeah, I kind of lost track of it. Sounded good at the start and then just move on to the next caller. It's just filling time.
I think that's the dream, though, isn't it? The dream is that's the goal of any Trade Radio listener, caller, participant, is an all 18 trade. A trade that sees every club doing at least one thing to get...
It's the Holy Grail.
It's the most powerful and potent...
Yes, Tom. Continue, please.
I just got a phone call and it comes up on my computer. The 18 team mega trade is the most powerful force in trade. Yeah. I think
I'd like to witness it once every 18 years.
That would be good.
I think they should all just buy in on that. Once every 18 years, have a crack.
They should just do whatever their last pick is. They should just swap the last pick all the way around. Just see how far they can get it to go.
The other type of mega trade deal that everyone always gets behind is a player that's never going to leave a club, that's like a star player for a certain club, got 1 or 2 years left on their deal, and someone rolls in and like, it happened again today, again during the Cooney and Edmund segment. Someone called in and was like, so... with Hawthorn letting a bunch of these players go... No, fuck, it wasn't... It was Adelaide, sorry. Sorry. You know what? I fucked it up again. It was Freo. Because this guy is from Perth. And it involves a Perth person. Because it was like, yeah, so we got like a lot of stuff going on. And like, I reckon if we bundle this stuff together, we can have a crack at Buddy.
Jesus Christ.
Buddy who's got 1 year left.
Of a 10-year
in
deal.
His career.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Finish his career. And
what did they want to offer?
It was like, I can't even remember.
Like draft pick 6, draft pick 19, yeah, 22.
It was like that, and then letting go someone else. It was just chaos.
Yeah.
But this is Monday, and because this is trade radio and AFL trade period, and sometimes nothing happens for multiple days, and then all of a sudden heaps happens, we'll just quickly tell you what's happened so far, which is fuck all.
Mm. Yep.
Well, actually, when this ep comes out, trade period will be over, I think, won't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's got two days. As of recording, there are 2 days to go, and there are some big, big deals that have not happened.
They're not that big, Tom. What's the biggest deal? Dawson
and... Yeah.
You know what? I don't want to shock you, Tom. I don't want to shock Gemma. But if you held up a photo of 5 Sydney players, I couldn't tell you who Dawson was. I don't know what he looks like.
Has that cunt from your team left, Tom?
No, not yet.
So Clark, we got Clark,
the deal not good enough, huh? I got a bone to pick with you, Tom, and you know what it is. Your club is a disgrace. Okay. A disgusting disgrace.
Yep.
All right, boys, before we get too deep into this trade radio and trade talk, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And support for How Good's Footy is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. So join in over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With this exclusive offer just for you, listeners, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code HowGoodsFooty at manscaped.com. Boys, this is our fourth week of owning a Manscaped product, and let me tell you, the shine has not worn off.
Of the product or of your balls?
Both.
Neither!
Have you guys seen Carlton are doing this Do It For Doc thing where they're all shaving their heads? It's a great initiative. Yep. I'd like to see a club in the preseason all shave their balls. And I suspect maybe it already happens. And I think that every year, the Premiership team, I reckon they did it in the preseason. It gives you an edge, a smooth edge.
There's not a lot of hair on a lot of these players. There's a few hairy footballers out there, but a lot of them are very, I mean, obviously for strapping reasons, an aerodynamism. But I reckon there'll be players who wouldn't be trimming. I reckon if every team trimmed, Jesus Christ. They'd be kicking goals from 80. They wouldn't have a forward line. They just all part out of the way and they kick them from full back.
You need a bottom team. You need a North Melbourne to all get behind Manscaped and use it in the preseason and then have a blinder of a year. And then suddenly it becomes a trend. Every team's like, we've got to find a new edge. How do we get that 5% better? How did North do it? All got shaved balls.
I mean, Manscaped promise to enhance your confidence with some nice smooth boys if you use their products. And I think that confidence is often what teams are lacking in the, like, if you're finishing, like, bottom six. Bit of confidence, bit of extra aerodynamicness. You'd be right up there.
I have to say, that's it. If you've got a full forward who's got the yips, right? They're just not quite hitting targets. Manscaped it. Just get them to shave. It'll give them confidence. It'll make their kicking action smoother. Nothing's getting in the way. They'll feel better. They will look and they'll just feel more sexual and sensual in the breeze, running around out there.
It'll change the game.
Kent Kingsley would have kicked 100 goals a year if they had Manscaped back in the day.
Lance Whitnall would have kicked 250.
I've never kicked the footy as well as I have than in the last 4 weeks. And let me tell you, I've kicked the footy so much in the last month that I legitimately, this is not a joke, listeners, kicked the shit out of a football to the point where I burst its bladder. You don't get that level of performance if you don't use Manscaped.
The only time that has actually ever happened outside of that one furphy ad.
It was fucked up. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code HowGoodsFooty at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code HowGoodsFooty. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Now, let's get back to the action.
How dare you want pick 19 for Jordan Clark? The nerve.
Yeah.
Respond. Well, you have the floor.
I'd love pick 19.
Shut the fuck up,
you
Tom. I'd love fucking pick one, but unfortunately that's just not how it happens.
Look, I would too, but Freo don't have pick one. They do have pick 19.
They've got pick six. Why don't you go for that? If Clark's so damn good.
We had a crack at pick six. We asked them for it.
Your
if Clark's so damn good, so arrogant. Why don't you fucking play him? Because you hate him. Get rid of him. He's bad for the club culture, Tom.
It's going to be fascinating.
Keep him. See what happens.
I'm so angry now.
Shut up, Tom.
Yeah, if
Tom,
he doesn't get traded, though, and
so
he
Cal,
stays...
So, Joel. Cal Toomey.
No. The fuck you. So, if he doesn't get traded... If he doesn't get traded...
I have the floor.
No. I have the floor still. You haven't taken it back.
We'll come back.
If he doesn't get traded...
This is really rude.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
This is fascinating, because one of the main reasons he wasn't playing is because Matthew Scarlett refused to pick him. Right? Scarlett's not there anymore.
Tom.
So he doesn't get traded to Freo. He starts getting games at Geelong. He never goes home.
Tom, do you mean to tell me that Matthew Scarlett held more sway at selection than Chris Scott?
Is that surprising to anyone?
It should be.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's disgusting.
Scarlett said he didn't have room for him in his back line.
Then play him not in the back line, which is not where he played anyway, was it?
Now playing him on the wing and half forward and he was shit in both positions.
Oh, and yet he's worth a pick 19.
Because he's a very good halfback flanker.
This is a disgrace. It makes me sick. Joel, Cal Toomey.
Yeah.
Apparently, I haven't got this confirmed, but I think he's an Essendon supporter.
Mm-hmm.
So people have sort of had a whinge about this. But, you know, Bobby Hill wants to come to Essendon.
Yeah.
Cal Toomey thinks a future third round pick will probably get that done.
Yeah.
Bobby Hill's stats and Jordan Clark's stats, they both played about 30 games. Pretty identical. Bobby Hill's kicked more goals. Yeah.
But plays half forward.
Well, Tom, you just said you played him on the wing and half forward.
This year.
When he did play.
The thing about Clark is most of his games came in his first year when he played 18 straight before dislocating his shoulder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he played in the position that we drafted him in his first year, played pretty much the whole year, looked like he was going to be really good, had injury and form last year, and then similar issues and form again this year was the main issue. I'm just saying in terms of Bobby Hill's goals and Clark's goals, can't compare them, but Clark and Bobby Hill, I think, were the same year in the draft, and I think went around about... Joel and I we looked it up. I think they went about... Clark was like the end of round one, and I think Bobby Hill was the start of second round. So I think
Bobby
they're
Hill
about
was pick 24.
In that.
I don't know about Jordan Clark. We didn't look that up. Tom's talking shit.
Clark was 15.
There you go. So I think a pick in the 19 to 20.
It's irrelevant
range
though.
For both
we're
of
three
them
years
works.
In now. It's irrelevant where they were picked. It's how they play, and on the strength of like, has Clark got one more year on his contract?
He does. Yes.
Yeah. Good. If I'm Freo, I tell Geelong get fucked. Give him for what we want to pay for him, or we'll just get him next year.
Yeah, well, that's that.
Yeah. Fuck Geelong. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well,
sickens me.
They got, you guys got a player. What was his fucking name?
Well, he hasn't confirmed it yet, but Tyson Stengel is going to be at the Cats, is the big one. Which is good for us because it brings our average age down about 30 years because he's 22. So
that's fucked up. He was delisted, right, and then picked up again?
Yeah, so he was at Richmond, traded to Adelaide, delisted by Adelaide because of some off-field shit,
yep.
And then played the Sandfell and Geelong picked him back up. Honestly, the biggest pickup Geelong have made is Eddie Betts to our coaching panel, which is fucking huge.
Yeah, that's as big as his bloody shorts, mate.
I love it.
Stengel used to live with Eddie Betts when Betts played for Adelaide. He was his mentor, and then when Eddie Betts went back to Carlton, Stengel kind of fell off a little bit. So he's probably going to live with Eddie Betts again, I would imagine.
I think that's good. And Eddie even said he felt bad that he hadn't panned out the way he thought he would because of him leaving. And while everyone is an individual, I'm glad Tyson Stengel gets another crack, stops Delhouse and Higgins getting a game maybe, which would be nice.
Hopefully. The most exciting thing to happen at Geelong in the last 10 years was Eddie Betts wearing two earrings at the press conference.
Oh, how good was that?
That was big.
Sean.
Shiny.
Sean, close. That's the second biggest thing to happen in Geelong in the last 10 years.
Go on.
The biggest is that the AFLW side has started training. Preseason training has started. Yeah. Nina Morrison is fit. She is back, and she is sporting the greatest mullet I've ever fucking seen in my life. Karen Paxman, move over. This is... It's so she's got long, curly hair, so she looks like Dermy in 1989. Like,
that's incredible.
It's so good.
Lots of AFLW training photos starting to come out now. Loving to see. It's fueling me up.
It's getting me excited.
Brisbane back on track. Premiership defence is looking strong.
Mate, it is.
Hopefully I can go to some games next season.
Well, we should be able to.
Yeah.
That's the dream. I mean, kicks off in January, I believe.
Should be fine.
Yeah.
We should be all right by then, hopefully.
Yeah. And so trade period, not a lot to write home about. And next week we'll have a bigger recap. Hopefully something huge happens so it's at least exciting to talk about. But two very big Haggard's footy things, I guess. There was one club that did a couple of re-signings a couple of days ago. That was the Melbourne Football Club. And here's just two names that they signed on for another year. Magic Door.
Great.
Beautiful. Love it.
Mitch Brown.
Oh. Even better.
That is... He played one game this year, kicked two goals too, I think. And that was enough.
It looked exciting.
Oh, those goals he kicked were fucked. Mm. He took a hanger too, I think. Yeah. Mitch, settle down.
Exciting on the field. Exciting to a whole demographic off the field.
Oh, yes.
That's why they've signed him on. Sure, the Melbourne Football Club Support Mothers Association has come
ladies
down.
Ladies' luncheon.
And the ladies' luncheon has said, excuse me, Goody, you need to sign him on. We will foot the bill for his... every year he gets a one-year extension because the Melbourne ladies' section... put all their money in to keep Mitch Brown at the club. He never plays another game, but he's always around.
Get him back to Essendon, I reckon, now that he's... Maybe they're just boosting up his value. They've known Dodoro sniffing around.
Mm. I heard Hurley's on track.
That's good.
Well, the hope is that he'll play this year. Next season, rather.
Yeah.
He's had some, special hip operation or something, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he's pain free now, which he hadn't been for ages. So that's
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hopefully what happens, and I wouldn't be shocked if this is the case, which is he comes back, maybe plays two or three games this season and retires.
Hopefully, yeah. Although your club has not been strong on the send-off game.
No, not at all.
Mm. Yeah, Truck's not a sentimental man.
I think for Hurley, though, you'll find players coming into the medical room and be like, I can't get up this week. Probably can't do it.
Are you excited for, they name him the emergency, and then in the warm-up, Heppel does his hamstring?
About seven players do.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I'll be fit enough to play.
We've been bad at the, send-off game, but I don't know. I feel like this, chances that he gets played at least once, not necessarily as a send-off, but just like,
yeah,
because you want to keep your list playing like at least a game.
I think if he's fit enough,
yeah, he'll be in the
top. And like he'll play in the VFL anyway. And gets his form up, then you've got to give him a game.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to play forward or back.
Who knows?
I assume you're probably going to need him forward.
Well, because with James Kelly coming in, our back line's getting...
Jake Kelly.
Oh, sorry, Jake
Kelly. You're getting your Kellys wrong again.
Yeah.
Next thing you'll be telling us, Ned Kelly's running around out there with a fucking tin hat on.
Nah, he'd be fucking...
just clanking away at full back.
In the right age bracket for your team.
He is actually a bit young for us. Died in 18, whatever.
So that's Stephen Wells' recruiting strategy. Just goes and digs up graves.
Goes around, just resurrects a whole bunch of bush rangers to play. Yeah.
Stephen Wells is Frankenstein, just bringing things back to life.
But
it's lots of electricity problems in Geelong.
Why do you think they put those big lights in? They're not to light the ground. They're to suck in light so he can power his experiments under the ground. You watch, boys. In about 2 or 3 years from now, a young man named Hom Torkins is going to join the club. He's going to look the same, but be about 13 years younger.
Did your dad always call you up? And it's just like, how's it going? Oh, power's out again. Must be a storm.
He rings up and goes, well, he's busy tonight.
Why do you think the sexy land's so big? Got a lot of floor space for a fucking...
That's where it is, underground.
Facility.
It's under the sexy land.
Under the sexy land, yep. He uses the powers of the vibrators vibrating to power the machines that will bring, rejuvenate Geelong's list. You watch next year, like, players who looked cooked this year will come out next year and you'll be like, Luke Dalhouse looks... He's got the dreadlocks back. Is he 19 again? They're not his dreadlocks.
Amazing.
Huge news. But it's going to be a shortish episode today. But now that we're in the off-season... Something we've been neglecting over the last couple of weeks. We're going to be hitting big time in the upcoming episode. So, Tom.
Yes.
Guess what segment that is?
Oh, you're throwing to me. I thought you were about to ask me to do something.
I am asking you to do something, Tom.
Do we have any emails, Joel?
Tom, we got a couple. And if you want to email the show, email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. For the next couple of weeks in off-season... If you've got any questions, fucking blow up that inbox. We'll have a lot more to talk about if you email us in. Longer episodes, beautiful. Everyone except Sean will be happy.
Hey, if the emails are good, I'll be all right.
No pressure.
Just a quick update from Owen, who emailed in last week asking for a tattoo idea. He basically says he really enjoyed the brainstorming session in last week's episode. He regrets to inform us that he won't be going with a Gorn's face above my groin so that my pubes are his beard idea. Primarily because I was able to show people... Probably because I'd like to be able to show people the tattoo without ending up on any lists. And secondly, because it would surely discourage me from taking advantage of Howgood's Footy's new relationship with Manscaped. And as you would have heard earlier in the episode, if you want a discount on Manscaped, 20% off and free shipping, just head to manscaped.com. Use the discount code HowGoodsFooty. Enjoy that 20% off and free shipping. Your balls will thank you. Owen is just letting us know that he likes the idea of that photo of himself, basically, but he's going to swap it with a demon rather than a man, and maybe get that with the keeping the boardies in the footy, but replacing the blowtorch with a premiership cup.
Nah, keep the blowtorch.
Yeah, replace the blowtorch in one hand, premiership cup in another hand.
He should be blowtorching the premiership cup.
Well, Owen says he's going to get fire coming out of the premiership cup.
Jesus.
Fuck. I was thinking he'd go for a real simple tattoo, but that's
hectic.
I honestly thought maybe he'd take Broden's idea and pledge to get the KO symbol tattooed on his body somewhere.
Just, you know, on the KO one.
Yeah.
Maybe we talked about this last week. Just have the KO and make it spell Cozzy.
Ooh, the big the KO K is the K in Cozzy.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Mm.
And speaking of the tattoo talk, this next email comes from Josh. Greetings, footy professors. The most recent episode had a lot of tattoo talk, so I wanted to share my tattoo story. I wrote to you in round 7 of the first year of the podcast, asking whether going for the Hawks to honour a friendship was a noble pursuit to support an otherwise unliked team. Ultimately, I decided not to dog the boys and have gone for the Hawks ever since. Flash forward to 2019, and on a whim, I made a bet with the very same friend that Hawks cult figure and my favorite player, James Warple, would win the 2021 Brownlow Medal. The terms of the bet were a Warple-themed tattoo on my body of the loser in a design of their choosing. Unfortunately for me, Tom Mitchell returned to the 22 and Warple's numbers took a dip, expected, but I remained optimistic, and stayed down deep into 2021. The expected result, and something you may have seen coming, is that Warple, in fact, did not win the 2021 Brownlow Medal.
No, he just missed out.
Instead, not polling a single vote in a season that saw Hawthorn finish 14th on the ladder. All this to say, I now have a semi-large tattoo of my favorite Hawthorn moment in my four seasons of support, which you can find attached to this email. The moment, of course, is James Warple putting a stiff don't argue on a teammate and maybe better player, Jaeger O'Meara, straight out of a clearance. And then he has sent both, and then Josh has sent us both a link to the moment and also a picture of the tattoo. All of this to say, just get the tattoo, whatever it is and whatever the impetus, you won't regret it. Thanks, big fan of the pod as always, Josh. And then...
That is wild. Well, boys, are we making a tattoo pledge for 2022?
I've already made one. You're not listening, Tom.
No, I know what your pledge is.
Yeah.
What was yours, Joe?
He's getting if they win a final.
If Essendon win a final, I'll just get a tattoo. Of course.
Love it. And what are you getting, Tom?
I don't know. If Geelong win, I should get something, obviously. But I haven't really thought about it. Probably nothing huge. Maybe just if Geelong win the premiership, I will get a tattoo of a broken window. Just a smashed open window.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say like a window that's open. Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty good value.
What about a premiership cup in an open window?
Holding the window open.
Yeah, no, that is fantastic.
That's good.
That's brilliant.
And also because you can get that design to be obvious what it is, but also not be a huge tattoo, Tom.
Yeah.
Not too complicated.
Just like an open window. Maybe in the background, big sexy land. What do you reckon?
What about if you just got
electricity coming out of it?
What if you just got a building tattooed on you, Tom, that had the words big sexy land written on it?
Biggest sexy land premieres 2022.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I need to think of a Brisbane one.
Sean, I was going to suggest for your Brisbane option.
Yes.
Maybe just like a certain distance on your leg of 55 metres. Just measuring out 55, or a glove tattooed over your own hand.
I just get a tattoo of a tape measure that is 55 metres.
Yeah.
That's great.
And that is, of course, a double pledge. That's as is always the case. Now, you're in trouble here with the double pledge, Sean.
Why?
Because your girls are reigning champs. Huge chance to go again.
I don't know if I'll go the shaved head this time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Tattoo pledge, double tattoo.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, I'll just have to have a design that works for both.
That's it. If they go back to back, you're going to have two tattoos.
Yeah, fucking hell. Enormous.
It's going to be huge. And I need to, I could be doing the double pledge. Could be a 4-week double tattoo thing for me.
Fuck.
And then finally, to bring the show home, and this is, it's a good email because it reminds us of where we've come from. This is from Chris, and this is an army update and plan to TC.
Brave.
I like that they're just warning us early.
Did you say an army update?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, being a TC is like deserting in the army, isn't it?
G'day to the footy tribunal that matters. I've emailed a couple of times about teaching my 4-year-old that Collingwood is the baddies. Brief update. I was recently called in to talk to the kindy teaching about my son leading a vendetta against magpies. Hashtag proud dad. Proud dad.
Wait, the bird?
I don't know. It just says magpies.
I think it's the
bird. I like to imagine this kid has just transmuted all things black and white to mean Satan.
The villain, yeah. Imagine that, Chris. How did that go? So the kindergarten teacher was like, hey, Chris, come in. Your son has, and this is in quotation, so presumably direct quote, your son has been leading a vendetta against magpies. And Chris is like, oh, sorry. I've just been listening to a footy podcast. You understand. Did you tell them to listen?
Probably didn't even say that. Probably just went, good boy.
Yeah.
So he should. I don't understand why I've been called here. Was the vendetta a success? Are we celebrating?
The kindergarten teacher was like, so your son's been leading a vendetta against magpies. And then Chris was like, how good's footy? And then the kindergarten teacher was like, how good's footy, boss from 55? And biggest sex you learned in Geelong. Yeah, it was huge. Chris, so yeah, War on Collingwood's going very well.
Fantastic.
Also want your ruling on a TC question. Now that Tex has come out as a racist C, I think the C there stands for cunt.
Yep. Big one, I reckon.
It's capital.
Far out. Spare no expense.
I'm pretty done supporting the Crows and want to cheer on some good boys and girls. So I'm requesting that each year you boys pick which team was the goodest, supporting the AFLW, boosting minorities, etc. And that will be my team for the year. It will get me supporting some good teams and I won't have to worry about cheering on the Pies. Cheers, boys. Chris.
Oh, I'm going to go AFLW Melbourne.
Well, Melbourne's a tough one this year just because it's going to look like he jumped on them because they won the premiership.
But in the W, I just think Daisy Pierce just has that energy.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think Chris is not asking for a team for both. He just wants our team per year.
Okay.
So we've got to weigh up.
Melbourne are the goodest boys, I think. But yeah, you're right. It's jumping on the bandwagon. We've got to preempt who's going to be good boys next year.
Or who was good this year, maybe didn't have a huge success.
Do they need to jump? Yeah, I was going to say, do you jump on both North Melbournes? But the issue is the women's North Melbourne team are notoriously the villains.
Yeah.
Are they still the villains even with, like, Richmond existing in the league?
Now, but yeah. Richmond is so pathetic that it's kind of like a bit of a sympathy thing at this point, I think.
Yeah, and I also guess, like, they made it worse themselves because the Richmond Football Club didn't support their own fucking team because they're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whereas, you kind of want to get behind them.
Yeah. North Melbourne came in a year earlier, went very aggressive, poaching established players from other lists.
And then almost made the grand final.
Twice.
Yeah.
Sydney is an option, I think.
Sydney's a big option.
They got an AFLW team starting this year, and they've been good about it.
It'll be the following year.
Well, no, that's good. You can get on early.
Yeah, Chris. We'll think about it, Chris, and we'll get back to you next week.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Sydney's looking good.
Yeah.
Melbourne's
Sydney or North?
Good. North. Melbourne are okay, provided that you can, as long as you've got something up your sleeve being like, no, I'm not just barracking them because they won the grand final. It's because of X, Y, Z. And then
if you go for a team in each comp, so you go Melbourne for the W and North for the men. I reckon that's beautiful.
You know what, Chris? Fuck you. Don't come back next week and listen to our verdict because it's here, right here, right now.
Very good.
Melbourne women's team. North Melbourne men's team. Get a fucking shin boner up you, Chris.
Yep.
I, of course, would always make the pledge that you go for the Geelong women's team because of the greatest mullet in football. I'll just leave that out.
But unfortunately,
it's not about you, Tom.
Geelong, yeah, and unfortunately, Tom, and I know that this is going to hurt you, but the Geelong men's team at this point are almost the villains of the AFL.
I think so too.
If they had won a flag maybe like 2 years ago, they would be the most hated team, I reckon.
I think if they were to win the flag next year, I know it's, sorry, fantasy, but if that were to happen, I think it would be the most unpopular flag in a very long time.
Probably just behind Richmond's third or second.
Nah, third was good. People liked it. They were like, ooh, we're in Brisbane, we're at the Gabba, this is new. They had a good time.
Hawthorn's third?
Can't remember who it was against.
West Coast? Smashed them.
Oh, well. People hate West Coast. We'll live with that.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide's in 04.
That's really rude of you to bring up something that shouldn't exist on this show.
That's
what
I said. That's the one that people hate the most.
That's a disgrace.
Well, Tom, to get you out of this fucking segment, where can people find us?
Well, I might be at the bottom of a river if Sean gets his hands on me.
If justice is served, you'll find Tom at the bottom of a fucking lake.
That's right. I want to put him in a cannon and shoot him into the bottom of a lake.
Yes, point blank. Cannon down.
Just the cannon at the, like, literally the water is at the lip of the cannon. Yep. Just bang. Yeah. but you can find us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. That's the emails if you want to, suggest tattoos, tell us what you're excited about with the AFLW. What would you do if How Good's Footy ran trade radio? All that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Or you could find us on Twitter at How Good's Footy or individually. I'm at the bottom of a lake.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm bailing Sean out from prison after he killed Tom with a cannon.
The water killed him. It was the impact.
Yeah. I'll be your lawyer. I'll be like, yeah. Sean's an innocent man. It was either the water or the impact. He either drowned or got hurt from the water.
I'm excited for that trial to take place for some reason at AFL House.
Yeah.
What's that Tom Cruise line from Collateral where Jamie Foxx is like, you killed that man? He said, no, I shot him. Bullets in the fall killed him.